Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Christmas is just around the corner, and it's a relief to know that in a volatile and uncertain world, some things remain as dependable as ice on the driveway, like the annual holiday letter from Harriet and Harvey Fizzblister and their litany of misfortune. Here's their 2025 letter. I share it exactly as it arrived, except for a couple of mild and understandable but inappropriate obscenities. I took those out. 'Tis the season, after all. Dear friends, holiday greetings once again from the Fizzblisters' house to yours. You'll be happy to know Harvey and I celebrated a year of wedded bliss. We think it was 1982. Our sweet daughter Lucy's dreams are finally coming true. Her boss at the 24-hour convenience store retired in August, and the owner, a guy who is currently unavailable due to his incarceration, told Lucy she was the new manager, with an option to buy, she hopes. She's come so far since those days at Jiffy Lube. Lucy promised Harvey she'd start carrying his favorite beer, Labatt Blue, an import from Canada, provided the tariffs are not prohibitive. Our boy Spike called the other day to say he just had an epiphany. That confused Harvey. He wanted to know what hospital the kid went to and how many stitches it took to sew him up. I had to explain that an epiphany is not a surgical procedure. Spike said he's finally serious about going back to work, and we were thrilled. He's been unemployed since the Bush administration, the first one. Mac, our youngest, hit the big 5-0 this year. He didn't have much to celebrate, though. His bait shop continues to struggle. He says the market for worms has slowed to a crawl. Halloween was a hoot at the Fizzblister house, except for one unfortunate incident. Harvey likes to get really casual when he watches TV at night. You should have seen the trick-or-treaters scream and scatter when he opened the front door in his underwear. Even the sheriff had to laugh when we explained what had happened. Our old 1970 Chevy Bel Air finally headed off to that great junkyard in the sky. That thing was on its fourth set of tires, its sixth carburetor, and its third engine rebuild. However, the 8-track player still worked just fine, although the only tapes we could locate were Bob Crosby and the Bobcats and the greatest hits of Guy Lombardo. Don't laugh, we loved those guys. Sometimes we would pop in one of those tapes and dance the night away, which was quite a feat in a Bel Air. We were quite limber back in the day. Harvey says he wants to demolish the east end of the house and build a small ballroom to impress the neighbors. Trust me, I told him, the impression they have of us is set in stone. Quick update on Harvey's brother Roland. He split with his longtime companion Robert and now tells us he is considering a gender change. I was tempted to ask from what to what, but for once I kept my mouth shut. Harvey's getting quite philosophical as he gets older. Like bad underwear, old age keeps creeping up on him, although he insists he will not let it get him down. That's because it's too darn hard to get back up, he says. Bliss be yours, Harriet and Harvey.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.